Today I'm going to be sharing something saying, return to the Almighty. Our return to the Almighty. Praise God. Our return to the Almighty. I just want us to understand that the ministry of reconciliation that Jesus has brought to mankind is a ministry that enables us to once more be acquainted with the invisible things of God. The book of Romans chapter 1 says that the invisible things of God are being made manifest, are being understood today. Why? Because of the spirit that is in our midst. So now we're beginning to understand the invisible things of God. Praise God. And as we understand the invisible things of God, we are married to the invisible things of God. And that is where our blessings come. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We must receive these goods of the kingdom, and that is how our blessings come. A sister called me yesterday, 2 days ago, sorry, and told me, you know, there are problems from home, black magic, voodoo, juju. Pray for her, and she's done this thing for many years. Praise God. And you give her a scripture to read, or you try, and she never one day opens the Bible to see what the Lord is saying. And I keep asking her, how do you expect to progress from this level? Because she's been on that level for the past 5 to 10 years. The same level, praise God. How can we progress from that level if we do not, you know, put into practice the simple principles of the kingdom? Jesus Christ says, I give you a gift. What is the gift for? The gift will what? Teach you all things. The gift, the Holy Ghost, he says he will give, what is all the Father has is mine, and everything that the Father has is mine, he gives to you. The Holy Ghost presents these things to you, reveal these things to you, so that they can also be yours. Now, if you do not exercise yourself to receive from the Holy Ghost, how can you be blessed? Praise God, how can you be blessed? We always, at times as men, we look for a shortcut into God, but the only thing is a simple thing is get acquainted, get into fellowship with the Lord. That is how it works. Praise God. Talk to the book of Job, chapter 22, sorry. Job 22, verse 21. Are we there? Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Now, this is advice for Job. Job had many problems. We know Job's problems, don't we? Job had many riches. In one day, he lost all the riches. He had good health. In one day, he lost his good health. He had a beautiful family. In one day, the family was what? Snatched away from him. Everything that he had was destroyed and taken away from him. And this was an advice to Job. Praise God. And you can see these things apply to us today because we are understanding the fullness of what the Spirit, what God intended to say to Job then. Praise God. Acquaint thyself now with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then Shall thou lay up gold as dust, and gold of fire as the stones of the brook? Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver, for then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Then thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and shall pay thy vows. Listen to me. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy path. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When men are cast down, then thou shalt say there is a lifting up.
Hallelujah.
And shall save the humble person. He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and he shall be delivered by the pureness of thy hands. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So this is divine counsel. Hallelujah. How can you get out of the myriads of problems you have as a man? Be reconciled to the Almighty. Return to the
Almighty.
Well, when he says return, what does that mean? That word return. What does it mean to return?
Come back.
That means you were somewhere before.
Yes.
That's what it means. It means you were somewhere before and you left that place. And it's telling you now to get back to that place. It says, return to the Almighty, then shalt thou be established. Praise God. Who is the Almighty? Hallelujah. The book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 8, it says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning
and the end,
and the ending. Praise God. Said the Lord, which is, which was, which is so
God,
the
Almighty.
Almighty. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Which was, which is, and is to
God.
Because it says, besides me, there is no
other.
Hallelujah. Now, we are all beginning to understand the will of God for our lives. Is that first of all, people recognize who the Alpha and the Omega is, recognize who the Almighty is. When you recognize this, now get rightly related to this body. This is what the Bible calls reconciliation. Get back, be reconciled to the Almighty, return to the Almighty. It's not simply about getting to live back in an identity that was lost. That's what he's saying. He said, return back to your place in God. In my father's house, there are many mansions. In God, there is a place for you.
Amen.
You have a part in God. That's what he's saying. My father's house, many mansions, many abiding places. And I have come to gather you so that you, where I am is where you will be in that body. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he says that return to the Almighty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has come to give us an understanding, revealing to us a body in the heavens. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now this body in the heavens is what we call today Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You agree with me that Jesus Christ manifesting in this world is simply the invisible God of glory made manifest in the flesh. Praise God. And God manifests himself in the flesh to come and speak your language. He He manifests himself in the flesh to come and speak your language and to teach you in your language, in the way you understand, about the invisible things of God. So that you can now return back to God. If God did not descend as a man, there's no way you can understand what God is. Because the things of God, the invisible things of God, have remained a complete mystery to man. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
There's no way you could have understood what God is except He came down to explain, to teach you in elementary language about the invisible things of God. Why? Because our orientation as men causes us to walk in relation to earthly things. So we are materially minded. We are earthly minded. Do you know that what the man imagines of God is one big person sitting on a big chair? Amen?
Amen.
That is the natural mind. The natural mind imagines God as a man, a big man. Amen? Sitting on a gold chair in the sky far away, looking down upon the earth. Praise God. And the natural man imagines God as something apart, far away from him. But today he has come to give us an understanding. Praise God. The Bible says in the book of 1 John chapter 5, he has come to do what? Give us an understanding. That we may know the true God and eternal life. He has come to give us an understanding that we may know him that is true and that we are in him. Now this is the same body of God that we call the Alpha and the Omega, that we call Jesus Christ, amen, that we call the Son of God. Hallelujah, praise God. This is the one that the Bible places emphasis on. Hallelujah. And God is saying this is the only way a man can find the peace. Let's go on. I'm going to go back to that Job chapter 22. Amen. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up, and thou shalt put away iniquity fire from their tabernacles. Praise God. Thou shalt lay out dust as gold, you know, gold as dust. And now he's trying to say here that you make God your treasure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of us are ready to make God our treasure? Hallelujah. How many of God are ready to make God the only thing that matters to us? This is what he's saying here. Praise God. He said that we should make God our treasure. God should not become our silver, our gold. God should not become everything in our life. Jesus Christ says what? Let your treasures be where? In heaven. And there's one who is in heaven. Who is that? The Father who is in
heaven.
God is in
heaven.
Let your treasure be there. Hallelujah. Let your treasure not be on the earth. Now, where is the earth? This is your earth. You talk about yourself. That's why I say that anybody that loves himself more than me, when he says me, he's talking about God. Anybody that loves himself more than me is not worthy of me. You have to come to the place where you have seen with the eyes of the Spirit that your life, it amounts to nothing. He says that the flesh profited nothing. The flesh profited what?
Nothing.
Amen. Praise God. It is the Spirit that what? Gives life, that quickens. It is the flesh. You have to reflect on these statements of Jesus. They're very deep. He said the flesh profits nothing. That means there's no gain. You cannot gain anything as a man. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But the Spirit. Now what is the Spirit? God is the Spirit. Hallelujah. God is that invisible body. He's a spirit, the invisible body. And he said that, how does he say that? It's the Spirit that gives life. It's only by the Spirit that you can have a purposeful life. It's only by the Spirit that you can actually have an inheritance. Hallelujah. It's very important we get this things clearly. Let's go on. He said that, for then shall thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Amen.
Amen.
At times, do we wonder why? Where is the joy of my salvation?
Of course.
How many of us delight in the Lord? Amen. Delight in the Lord. You know what it means to delight in the Lord? Hallelujah. That is the joy of the Lord is your strength. There's a bubbling joy within you that overflows. Do you experience that thing? Do you feel it in the fullness? Hallelujah. Is it a problem to get up to mention the name of the Lord? Hallelujah. Is it a problem to remain in His presence? Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. To delight in the Almighty. That is your joy is in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to see something very similar in another scripture very soon concerning our delight in the Almighty. He says, then thou shalt make thy prayer unto Him, and He shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. Now, what does this remind you of? He says you shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto you. I heard somebody say, after service, I will see the rose was outside. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I don't mean that word.
No, listen to me. You see, we move by the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. There might be a point in your time where you might want that. You might need that. And you will get that in.
Amen.
Praise God. Say so you shall decree a thing and it shall be
established.
You see, listen, this is the level of faith. That this is the power of the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
That created the heavens and the earth. The one you have decree, read further in the book of Job, when God spoke, when God says He decreed a line. He decreed this and it happened. Who are those decreeing?
The body.
It's you and God. You shall decree and it shall what? Be established. He has given you power to become sons of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that in Him, that is in the body of Christ, the book of Colossians chapter 1, in Him, has pleased God that the fullness of God, the fullness of the Godhead, dwelleth in Him bodily.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's no God outside the body. The Bible says the fullness, the totality of everything that is God dwells in the body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And by Him all things were created. And without Him was nothing created. So God created the world by His Son. That is the Almighty that we are being called to be reconciled unto. And when you are reconciled unto Him, you begin to speak with the voice of what? Many waters. Many waters, because they all speak one voice, but there are many nations, many tongues, many colors, many shapes, many tribes, all of them speaking one tongue, speaking one voice, speaking with the voice of the Almighty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the reconciliation that is being, yeah, it's happening right now as you hear the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has come to gather you and say that where I am, the place of all power, by the right hand of God. Now, the right hand of God is not a physical position in the sky. Hallelujah. When you say the right hand of God, you know, at times, when people are praying, they kneel down, they pray. They are imagining Jesus sitting on one throne, on one chair, with a crown, and God on the left, and Jesus sitting on the right hand, and they are praying to him. Jesus, pray to God for us to forgive us. Jesus, pray to God to help us. Hallelujah. The Spirit is gathering you so that where I am is where you will be in that body. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that you too can partake of that power. Hallelujah. That is able to call into being things that are not as though they are. Hallelujah. That is the ultimate goal of the faith. Hallelujah. And you can see here also the ministry of reconciliation. It says that when men are cast down, you shall do what?
That
you are the one to what? Lift them up out of the pit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And you shall deliver the innocent by the pureness of your hands.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. He has not only given you power to become sons of God, he has handed over unto you the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Reconciled and a reconciler.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A builder of the bridge.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
People that have been separated from God for ages, your ministry is to gather them back into this same one body. Hallelujah. This is the ministry that has been committed to us individually, to be every man here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. It's a wonderful thing. I am Alpha Omega. Our reconciliation to God comes by our ability to begin to recognize ourselves. First of all, recognize who you are.
Amen.
Recognition, no matter the kind of things. You know, we come here every Sunday, and the work here is to remind ourselves and to encourage ourselves in this and edify ourselves along this line. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that the people can experience these things in the day of their flesh.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. The ministry of reconciliation, the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The first thing that we, every child of God, must do is to recognize himself. The way you are known of God. You know Paul wrote about this? Paul wrote, he says, until you come to the place where you know yourself, the way you are known
of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you say I'm a poor, miserable, useless, worthless failure, well, that means you don't know yourself.
Exactly.
The way you are known of
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. He has given us the mirror of the world today. The Bible says that as we behold this mirror of the world, we are now beginning to see our face the way we are known of God. You are seeing the face of Jesus. Who is your face? Hallelujah. Because God created you in holiness, perfection, true holiness. Hallelujah. You are already holy and perfect. It's first of all to recognize it. And now, once more, reorientate yourself. Hallelujah. And this comes by faith. Hallelujah. This comes by faith. Hallelujah. And how do you build up by your faith? It's by exercising yourself in godliness. Hallelujah. You know how you go to train? Amen. The person who wins the medal, you see how they go for training. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you seen people that are rehabilitated? People who are sick or had a problem, an accident or something. You see how they get, you know, they go through certain kind of specialized treatments to get them back on track. Hallelujah. That is what we mean by exercising ourselves in godliness. Hallelujah. You see, this thing goes also when you talk of fasting and prayer. Hallelujah. Fasting and prayer in the true spiritual sense means denying what you thought you were. Hallelujah. And exercising yourself in this new revelation that you have today. Hallelujah. Talk to the book of Isaiah 58. I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but I would advise you to go and read chapter 1, from verse 1, Isaiah 58. A fast is not just, you know, looking haggard and holy and, you know, not eating food. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You can do all that and you become the meanest, you know, whatever. It doesn't end there, hallelujah. You have to exercise yourself in godliness. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13. This is what they call a fast. You can go back from verse 1 later to read it, but I'm starting from verse 13. Isaiah 58, verse 13. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy own, thy what? Thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight. Amen.
Amen.
The holy of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him. Listen, not doing thy
own will,
nor finding thy own
pleasure,
nor speaking your own
words. Hallelujah.
I think I see the problem is your own.
Of course.
It's your own, your human, your earthly, your natural. Now he said, come and now begin to speak once more as God. Hallelujah. Begin to speak once more like what? Like God. That's what he said here. Do my own way. Speak my own words. Walk like me. Think like me. Hallelujah. No more your own ways, but my own ways. My ways are not your ways. For as the heavens are what? Higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your yours. Hallelujah. We're talking of spirituality. Become spiritual. Become celestial. Become like God. Hallelujah. And he says, if you do this, then shall thy delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride on the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob, thy father. For the mouth of the Lord has
spoken.
Let's speak to the mouth of the Lord has
spoken.
I will cause thee to ride on the high places of the earth. That looks at the height of Zion. You know, when I was younger in university, hallelujah, I saw myself running on top of some mountains. You know, flowing, just running on high mountains, right? You know, those very sharp visions I had. Amen, hallelujah. And far away on the ground, I saw some elders cursing me. As I was going free, they were cursing me from the ground. Hallelujah. Amen. The high place, that is God's word, realm. I will cause you to ride in God's word, realm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you will now delight what?
Yourself
in God. You begin to enjoy the things of God. No more will somebody begin to persuade you or force you to do things of God. The joy of the Lord. You will delight in God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And out of your rivers will water, your belly will flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you go down in the earlier verses, it says that your soul shall be like what? A well watered garden. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Your soul that has been like a desert, sadness, sorrow, pain, bitterness, shall blossom and flourish. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because you have now begun to walk in the name of the Lord. And it comes by exercising ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
It's not, do you think, look, it's not as easy as you say it. It's easier to fast than to walk in the Spirit. It's easier to fast 14 days than to walk in the Spirit. Amen. We've seen it many times. People come out for 10 days, 15 days fast, and the first thing they do is to call somebody. Hallelujah. You begin to wonder what were they praying to? I think I told you of a story of a pastor somewhere.
Yes.
It's just an example. Not that I'm not degrading him, but just to tell you how that these things, if you don't understand what they mean, they will not help you. Amen. Praise God. So this is what God said, the fast is exercising yourself in God. Let's quickly talk. You will eat my time today. You know, there is God. Okay. Hallelujah. Let me fast. Let me quickly, because if I don't get this thing, I wouldn't tell. Matthew chapter 12, verse 20. Verse 30. Yes. Let me fast. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Acquainting ourselves with Almighty, walking once more in the name of the Lord, being reconciled back to God. Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. He that is not with me is against
me.
He that gathereth not with me scattereth
abroad.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Are you there?
Yes,
sir. He that is not with me is what against me, and he that gathered not what scattered
abroad.
We are speaking here about reconciliation and scattering. What does it have to do with scatter? We'll go back to that later, another time. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto him, and whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of man, it shall be forgiven him, but whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by its fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Hallelujah. A good man out of the treasure of the heart speaketh good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth what? Evil things. But I say unto you, listen to this word, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall what? Give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words shall thou be
justified,
and by thy words shall thou be
condemned.
Hallelujah. Now, if you study these things very, very deeply, you can see your confession is what liberates you, justifies you, or what, or condemns
you.
Amen?
Amen.
Your confession either justifies you or condemns you. You know, when people hear confession, you don't have to go out on the street and say, I am Jesus. Eh? All things, you know the kind of confessions we make. The Bible says that, can you give me one example? That all things are mine in Jesus' name, all things are this.
Yes.
What it means by confession is your confession of your identity in Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because the Holy Ghost can only do one thing, testify of the Christ
in you.
So when he says that any blasphemy against the Holy Ghost cannot be forgiven you, what does it mean? If you reject the witness of the Holy Ghost in you, you remain in your sin. That's what he's saying. You will remain in your suffering as a man. That's what he's saying.
Exactly.
You will continue on perishing until you believe what the Holy Ghost is testifying that you are the child of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Your confession will either liberate you or what?
Condemn you.
No, God is not doing anything to you.
Yes, sir.
You know the prodigal son? Did God do anything to him?
No.
The Bible says he came back to his senses and changed his mouth, changed his tongue, and said, I go back to the father. And when he got there, the father said, everything I have is you, in the other room. He never changed before. You only, now you, he's still there. When you're ready, come and take it. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. So you can see the prodigal man was suffering, thinking that God was against him, God is punishing him, witches are disturbing him, devils are chasing him. All kind of problems. My husband, he used a wish. You know, people have a way of pointing all their problems to other people. Amen. No matter what any man has done to you, or what you think any man has done to you, if you go back to the Father, which means reconciliation, what happens? You get
everything.
Amen. So if you are there mumbling and bitter and angry and cursing and you know, it won't help you. You must take that step of faith. He says, I go to the
Father.
It's an ascension. Today, are we ready to say, okay, today I walk in the name of the Lord. I step into eternity. Hallelujah. I change my way of thinking. I reject the lie. Hallelujah. I now begin to walk in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says by your confession that you are justified.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Romans, isn't it?
Yes.
He said that what? There is no Jesus that is come to save you in the sky. He's there. You see, these things are in the Bible. They are where?
In the Bible.
But people don't read them. He says there is no Jesus that is come to save you in the sky. There is no Jesus in Jerusalem. There is no Jesus underneath the sky, underneath the sea. Look at the word here. Confess Christ. Call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be
saved.
How do you call upon the name of the Lord? Lay hold on it. Receive it. Now your own. Take it. Catch it. Hallelujah. It's yours. And you shall be saved. Probably it's too simple. The concept is too simple. So people will like to make it a bit harder. They say, no, that is it's too free. It's too free. How can? Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the rich grace of God and mercy unto all of mankind. Hallelujah. Book of Proverbs chapter 19 verse 5 says that a false witness shall not go unpunished, but he that speaketh lies shall not escape. What does it mean to speak a lie?
Me and God are separate.
Yes. Thank you, brother. Johnny, don't go. I'm not what God said.
I am.
That is a lie. You are calling God a liar. God, you are lying against God. And that is where our problem came.
Exactly.
When God made Adam, where's my son? Adam said, I'm naked. Who told you? Where did you get that from? Your pastor in church. Amen. You know, that's what they do. They make you naked so that you come to them to cover you. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, can we stand up, please? Hallelujah. They go naked you, and they go tell you, okay, we will cover you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Father, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be reconciled to the Almighty.
Amen.
Remember your beginning.
Amen.
Remember that is your life now.
Amen.
And that is the life that is being revealed today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I am, and I'm the one to come. Besides me, there is no other. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be reconciled to the Almighty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Overcome the lie of the the devil that says otherwise. Overcome the lie of the devil. Hallelujah. What does it mean to overcome? To overcome the lie. When you overcome, you become almighty once more.
Amen.
Sitting upon the circle of the universe.
Amen.
Ruling and reigning in Christ. Amen. Above all, not some, all the wiles, the principalities, the lies, the powers and all that, the concepts of men, the beliefs of men, the doctrines of men. Because those things come to weaken you and to deceive you. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ says what? In that day, no one can take away your joy from you. He said, no man can take away your joy from you. Men are there to rob you of your joy and your perfection in God.
Amen.
That is men. The serpent walking in the garden is a man. Hallelujah. Deceiving you day and night. Hallelujah. These are the weeds of doctrine that rock your boat. Hallelujah. And Jesus has come and says, let that thing be still. Let that sea be still.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let there be calmness in your realm.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Be reconciled and be at peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your word.
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your word.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your word. Yokes are broken.
Yes.
People are rising from the grave.
Amen.
People are entering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Due to the things that you have prepared for them that love you.
Amen.
Thank you, because many
you
are rising to this great light today.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.